Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
FU Bank, in the end, it is just like casino. They get it all. All of it. They get it all. They never lose.
Mike, this is why you shouldn't bank with Tangiers National Bank.
Yeah. The plane's got some engine trouble. You know, better down here than up there.
What was the experience like working for Disney is what we're trying to get at, okay?
They were not mean. They were slave drivers. Like I say, I parlayed it into a bigger and better opportunity. So I was happy to make those hours work.
And so they're notoriously cheap. Were they cheap with you, or did they compensate their animators?
No, they were cheap with me.
Yes, you finally got it. Okay. Got it.
A lot of people don't know Soundtown is a gated community.
Oh.
Yeah, well, they don't want the sound to get out.
Doesn't matter. They can hop over the fence.
No, they can't. They're too fat.
Very good. All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Theme of today's show, it's all a plot. It's all, and I'm not going to sound like that other guy down in Texas that says, you know, the space-time continuum is coming for the... Nah. I'm not that guy, but I'm telling you, it's all rigged. I'll get to it in just a second. It's all a ruse. It's all BS. Mm. It all doesn't matter.
Everything.
And the same people who are tearing down $40 million mansions to build $60 million mansions, they're going to keep doing it. Because it's the little guys like you and I, we're just going to keep on hopping on that wheel. We're going to hop on our hamster wheel. We're going to keep on pedaling. And they're just going to sit there and go with a big, like, computer-generated laugh, go, greetings from Apex, North Carolina. That's the name of the physical therapy that I'm going to tonight.
Apex. It means like
tonight.
The Zenith.
Yeah. Yeah, 5:45. Something to look forward to.
Before the show.
You know what? I was working out before the show. Oh. All I'm doing is trying to keep this body going. Bluxom, Virginia. Cannon Beach, Oregon, Hernando, Mississippi, Mons, Belgium, and Homer, Alaska. Those are our cities of the week. We're very happy to have you listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. So, this is a tale of multiple levels of Mike doesn't matter. This is my accountant and my wife and a bank that I have done business with, one of the big ones, I've done business with this bank for 134 years.
I know through at least two name changes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I don't even know. Yeah. I don't even remember. Yeah. I was with them when they before they changed it. I know that.
Yeah.
But we don't need names.
No.
We don't need details.
No.
But the bank that I deal with, back in the day, about 2 years ago, we had this little problem in America called COVID.
The vid.
I remember that.
The pandemic. Yes. The pandemic.
The novel coronavirus.
And businesses around this country.
Or as my mom calls it, el bicho.
El bicho. Yeah. It's like it's a bitch?
No. Well, that's pretty close.
No, sorry. Or like it's a beach?
No. El bicho is the bug.
Oh.
The bug.
Okay.
So during the bug, one of the only things that happened during the bug was that the government was going to help out small businesses.
Stimulating.
Yeah.
By giving them loans to keep chugging along, and we were the beneficiary of that generosity,
an emergency disaster loan,
exactly.
And it was the way it was explained to me by my guy who's in charge, Inspector Clouseau, that it would work this way. Not Oscar. That these were loans that they would forgive.
Right.
That it was called a loan, but it was ultimately going to be forgiven. So imagine 2 nights ago when Mrs. O'Mara came out from her office that's in our bedroom, where she writes book after book after book of detailed detailed descriptions of face washing procedures that she does to supplement our income down here, and God bless her for it.
Dual income.
And she comes out, she gives me this piece of stationery from FU Bank Incorporated.
Yeah.
And FU Bank Incorporated says, this is to let you know that your loan of blankety blank has come due, and now you need to pay it all back.
Yeah.
And I said, when did you get this? So this is the first, Mike doesn't matter. All right.
All right.
By the way, that is a feeling, if you want to know the ABCs of me, the feeling of Mike doesn't matter because of the nature of who I am, the way I was raised and my life experiences. Mike doesn't matter has been with me almost since my teens. Okay. I felt that way for a long time. So I said, how long have you had this? She said, we got it about 5 days ago. I said, you know, correspondence from the FU Bank is usually, it's really, really important because usually they have important things to say,
yeah.
Like this one. And
that's painful.
Yeah.
It is painful. Yeah. It is painful. And then they said,
business days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were informing me about a week ago that the jig was up.
Yeah.
As far as the loan that we use to pay people's salaries.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Stay alive.
But you know, a lot of you don't know the details. Oscar and I know the details, but you know, you and Pony, it was helpful at the time.
It was close. And, it was at that time. No, I think people they knew that we were in dire straits. We're doing the best we can.
Right.
With what we
and
could,
also right? there yeah. were terrible scams where a guy down here had a roofing company, mm-hmm. I believe it was, and bought a $500,000 boat, some ridiculous
$5 million
and
was, home.
And went to jail.
Yeah.
Right.
We didn't do that. We used the money to pay salaries. Mm-hmm. It was payroll. It went right into payroll.
Which is what it was intended to do.
Well, it would be intended to build the business in a perfect world and improve, but
this
based
was
on the
emergency disaster.
Well, yeah, to keep the business going is the
yeah.
First
but I also
step
have to point out that for those of us that have been at this for over a decade, this podcast end of things mm-hmm. that you know, unfortunately, you know, we the grand design of what we've wanted to do, you know, we get by and we keep chugging along and we don't shrink. But we just, you know, we're not doing the show from 30 Rock or from
Correct.
The top of,
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's all, usually the money that this show brings in usually goes to compensating the people that work on the show.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how it works. So that helped at the time. And I had a conversation with Inspector Crusoe during that time. I said, well, what are the odds? Oh, you probably will not have to pay it back. Well, that happened to be, I was told, missed it. By that much.
So close.
That's what, and I know you had a conversation with Inspector Clouseau today
spoke
also,
with him at length.
Oscar, and so you know that that they missed it by.
Yeah. There's certain things you could say.
By that much. Yeah.
In the past, referring to hair, but yeah, it was close.
I will tell you one thing. That the gentleman we have doing that work for us, honest as the day
Correct.
Is long.
Yes. Correct.
A ball buster.
Yes.
But honest, honest, honest. And has, even though it's my longest serving professional relationship, there has always been a certain joy with, you know, with letting me know that that perhaps things have come up a little short. Always that little gleam in the eye. But also there have been, you know, when he does great things, mm-hmm. like there's some sort of tax benefit, he feels joy with that too.
Sure.
But he feels just as much joy sometimes, but well, you just didn't cut it. But anyhow, that news.
We have a runway though. This isn't
right.
like it's due
yeah.
tomorrow.
It
was a multi-year runway.
Well, no,
for this.
I was explaining that it's already taken hold, that it's
yes.
that it's
yeah.
automatically going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether I want it to
correct,
or not.
Correct,
that
correct,
it's
correct.
Already happened.
Yes.
So I wanted to say to the government
at 1%
that I know what it's all about. Mm-hmm. You're all full of crap. You don't really help small businesses.
Mm.
You know, thanks for the temper, but we're still, are we a little better off than we were before? Yeah, we are, but we still could have used,
correct.
You know,
you
a little,
you don't take
thanks
that hit.
So much.
Yeah.
We appreciate
no.
We took the hit.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
just here to say F you to everybody in government and especially at the FU Bank of America, because guess what? They still get paid.
Yes, of
they
course.
They get paid. They get their little interest rate on top of it. And it's like, well, then what was the point? Sorry. I just wanted to, I wanted to let that go.
Look, at the end of the day, it's a big bill that nobody thought was coming.
Right.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And it that's how my day started today.
Yeah. And that's and then that's I got a call at 11 o'clock, and I can tell when Mike's heated. He says,
I thought I was remarkably under control.
You were. You said bad news.
I said, we had bad news.
And I'm like, oh, no. The first thing
but
I thought.
Even if he was under control, could you hear him simmering?
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, oh, my God, what happened? I hope he's not sick. That's the first thing I thought. Because everybody around us is sick.
Thought me too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God. And then you're like, as soon as you said the establishment, I was like, oh, I know what this is about.
That's, it just really sucks. And yeah. I feel as though, would I be lying if I said it didn't help at the time and it probably was essential at the time? Yes. Right. But at the same time, for our purposes.
Yes.
That these things are forgiven all the time.
You were sold a bill of goods.
Forgiven.
You were sold a bill
of
goods.
And so what it really ultimately did with me was there's not a silver lining on this. And I wanted to put my middle finger up to the government and say, this is why I go. And Oscar and I have kind of switched positions on this, where I'm more and more now saying it just doesn't matter. They're just going to get you, and they're going to talk about all the wonderful things they did to help when this doesn't help. But it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt the FU Bank of the United States one iota. In the end, it is just like casino. They get it all. All of it. They get it all. They never lose.
Mike, this is why you shouldn't bank with Tangiers National Bank.
Yeah. The plane's got some engine trouble. You know, better down here than up there. So that was it. And then it was off to Cascade Acres Stinkfield Gym to work out with my trainer. And, fortunately, there weren't people in there chatting and having a social hour, and it was fine. So that's it. I just wanted to get that off my chest and now clean our palate by bringing in our talking.
Yes.
Because we've got a good one. It's always a delight. This gentleman's name is Wes Greaves. Oh, do I have some grievances today? Wes is one of our rare Utah listeners. That's not true.
We've got multiple
Utah
listeners.
No, I've looked at the demographics. We have thousands of listeners in Utah.
It was a lighthearted comment.
Yeah.
He said it.
He lives in Brighton, Utah.
Where's that?
Which is basically a suburb of Salt Lake City, where I was last year.
That's right.
He's been married for 21 years. Oh, every talking head. They're married for decades.
Yeah.
They're all successful in that.
We need more divorces.
Paulina. And he has a 13-year-old daughter, Olivia. They have a very, no more dogs. I asked for it. No more dogs. Please, no more dogs.
This is a great name.
No more dogs.
Where's Don?
I asked you.
I'm going to write that down.
He spent 15 years as a video game artist. Well, that's kind of cool. Yeah. Including a stint with Disney. He's got a St. Bernard named Sisu.
Yes.
Or Sisu. Now his occupation is full-time NFT guy. That's interesting. He originally stumbled on the show and assumed it was a sports show. So he bailed. I guess he doesn't like sports.
Yeah.
He gave it a second chance shortly thereafter and has been hooked ever since. The show has helped him through some very lonely times. Thanks a lot, Disney. Oh, he got screwed by Disney.
A little bit, already. Yeah.
He found the podcast in its first month and remains a dedicated listener. He is quite plugged into the TMOS Talking Head community. We once called a ragingly hungover Wes Greaves and hooked his brother up with a Kentucky colonelship. Wow. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
He used to sing in a rock band, and he calls himself Senator Greaves to get better service. And Wes was once invited to a Super Bowl party by Snoop Dogg. Intrigued you should be. And now here is Wes Greaves, ladies and gentlemen.
Wes, would you go ahead and start up your camera, please?
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
There he is. Yeah, he knows how to make an entrance.
Yeah. Oh, look at that background.
All right. Hi, Wes.
How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Look at you. Look at you. Wow. You look like you could be in a rock band right now. You look like the bass player for Toto like 15 years ago. It's nice to see you. And sell the house, sell the car, sell the kids. That's funny. I like that. Is that what is the significance of that behind you? What's that, pal?
It's from Apocalypse Now. Quote from Apocalypse Now.
Oh, really?
You recall when he's tracking down Colonel Kurtz.
Oh, it's
Kurtz
Colonel Kurtz. Colonel mm-hmm. Kurtz sent that to his wife when he was
right,
going through
exactly.
his journals.
Yep, oh, exactly. My
God. Oh, and he was nuts up the river with all those indigenous people that he trained to kill. Yee. Great movie. Welcome, Wes. Happy to have you on the show. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing well. Excited to talk to you guys. Rob and I have been bouncing back and forth for 9 months now.
Yeah,
tried to get this
finally made
down.
The cut.
Yeah. So
yeah,
there you go.
You it sounds
nice
like
stack of bricks, by the way.
That is a nice stack. Yeah. That's a nice little area back there. I like that.
Beautiful. Actually,
you were a video game artist. I must confess that I'm probably not sure exactly what that is. That somebody who handles the animation for video games?
I built the backgrounds for the video game.
Yeah.
So the world that you would run through, I was called an environment artist. Did that for, geez, I don't know, 10 years. Then moved on to marketing for Disney and marketed their video games.
Did you ever work on the Unreal Engine or with Unreal Engine?
I did a you little did. Bit.
Nice.
What's that, Oscar?
Yeah, what
is that
it?
One?
It's the engine that runs some of the, and this might not be the case now, but back in the day, some of the greatest video games around. Maybe you can shed a little more light, give a little more context.
It's basically what runs the game. Typically, like Disney, we had our own proprietary engines that we built and put everything in. But
are those like train engines?
it's basically a computer program. You pop all the guys in and all the environments in and all the vehicles in, and that's what it runs in.
It's like the
so my son plays platform. Fortnite all the time, and I've always wondered this about video games. The idea of a background is almost infinite.
Yeah.
So like, okay, do you know what I'm talking about? So like you're running around and
the
you're just going and going and going. And there used to be more video games that would say, you know, you're leaving the area where you can compete.
And reload.
But a lot of them, like Fortnite, it just goes on and on and on. How is that? And speak in dummy terms to me, because I'm
Wes
curious how that
happens.
Wes is the painter
for those backgrounds.
That's right. Well,
how do you recycle
them, like physically built them in 3D so you can cruise through them, right? How do you recycle them?
Well, how do you keep it going all the time?
Yeah,
or are there
infinite
how many people? Like, if you had a Fortnite, how many people are going to work in animation for the background on Fortnite?
For the background, well, on the Disney games that I made, we probably had 15 environment artists.
Wow,
we worked
that would sit there two and a half years
and
paint
two for and one half game. Years.
So it's how collaborative is it? Because I imagine you each get assigned a hunk of environment, and then they have to stitch
exactly.
Out? So you have to collaborate to a certain extent then, right?
Right. Yeah. So
what's the most difficult? What's the most difficult one you ever drew or painted?
Built.
I worked on a game called Disney Infinity, and we did a Star Wars game, and I built the I don't know if you remember the crashed Star Destroyers in the in the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I built those for that game. It actually hid my daughter's name throughout those Star Destroyers. So
if you fly your
Millennium Falcon through, and I'd have gotten canned had Disney known it at the time, but I think the statute.
Well, didn't you get canned eventually anyway by the Disney Corporation? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, they eventually can everybody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So was it a bad
they pulled the plug.
Was it a bad experience working for them? I mean, you hear so many stories about, and you don't have an NDA or anything like that, do you?
No longer. No, they
tell
were
us about
drivers.
Disney. Tell
did
us about
Disney. Did you work on the
I'm
Disney?
Asking, I just
on,
asked him a question
yeah, can
for
we,
Christ's
sake. Can we
sake?
Let Wes answer for the love of God?
Please,
I know he's the
Rob
hot chick.
Hates silence. So just please, I'm curious, what was the experience like working for Disney?
Well, I got free Disney tickets, and that was the silver lining. My daughter developed a serious habit. We'd go to Disney 3 times a year. Ugh. Outside of that, 60 to 80 hour weeks.
Wow.
for, again, 2.5 years.
Yeah, you got to get that
and
out.
They tricked you into working too, right?
They tricked me into working?
Because they didn't originally hire you for two years, right?
Oh, no. I worked for two different Disney studios. The first one, I had a brand new baby. We were living in Salt Lake City. They hired me to come down for 2.5 months, 2.5 month contract, and that slowly snowballed into 2.5 years.
That's a good thing. That's like steady paycheck, right?
That was awesome outside of my family was here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So it was a lot of flying back
and
forth.
You got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
But they're notoriously cheap. They're notoriously, this is the hardest interview I've ever done on the Talking Head segment. I have to say this right now. Was Disney mean to you? I'll try to simplify it, okay? You're being a little cryptic, Wes. I just want to know. What was the experience like working for Disney is what we're trying to get at, okay?
They were not mean. They were slave drivers.
They were slave drivers. All right.
Right.
And did they pay you
to put in that many hours a week?
But isn't a salaried employee, like Mike, and I'm sorry for cutting you off, but a salaried employee is not a 40-hour employee. Like, you pay a salary for a reason. You only want a little more output. Let's be honest, Wes.
Well, again, like I say, I parlayed it into a bigger and better opportunity. So I was happy to make those hours work.
And so they're notoriously cheap. Were they cheap with you, or did they compensate their animators?
No, they were cheap with me.
Yes, you finally got it. You got it.
All right. So now you're an NFT guy, and that's another very complicated. A lot of things that go into that. The NFT, Oscar, you probably
non-fungible tokens. Yes.
Is that your job now? Is that what you do?
Yes. I worked a full time job, and they leaned heavy into NFTs at the same time I started doing NFTs on the side. It was crazy. I got in right at the end of that last bull market, and it was a rocket ship. It was like cranking out art all night long and could not make it fast enough.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the market's kind of crapped out a little bit on us right now, so we're waiting for that to come back.
Hold them.
What is the example? What's the most valuable NFT that's ever hit the market?
Well, that maybe Wes, you can answer this, but I know that the Bored Apes are the most popular, right? The Bored Apes.
They're the most popular. Yeah. But I think the Beeple.
What's the Beeple?
What was that? $69 million.
Yeah, the artists.
Oh.
Beeple.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Auctioned off $69 million. Now, Mike, we should add a little color to this.
Yeah, please.
So you think that your portfolio, you probably looked at your investment portfolio, Mike, within the last month, and you're like crying and I can't believe this has happened again, right?
Yeah,
situation.
Yeah. More times I've spent listening to guys that really have an investment portfolio that are bitching just constantly.
If you have an NFT wallet or crypto, you're going through what would be, a 10x a roller coaster of value to a crash to holding on for the value.
So you can have something that is just incredible, and if you sleep on it at all, you're gonna wake up in the morning.
It's volatile.
Gonna be in rough
it's shape. Volatile, but I believe in there's a place for it in the future, and there was always going to be in the long run. Wes, I'd love your input.
Oh, it's absolutely not going anywhere. It's just growing hair. NFTs will be your concert tickets. I guarantee you, if TMOS is around much longer, they'll be utilizing NFTs in one way or another.
Yeah. Yeah. Why would you say much longer? That's cryptic, like you're somehow pulling the plug from within.
He understands something.
Okay, Wes, it's been a slice of heaven. Wes, did you spark up before you came on the show, just out of curiosity?
No, I woke up feeling a little bit green today. I apologize. No worries.
I'm sorry. You were in a rock band. Was that fun?
It was fun. We did a little West Coast tour. We went by the name of Tough Titty. I don't know if you have to bleep that or not.
That's funny. That was the name of your band?
Yes.
That's
awesome. I spent a lot of time shirtless or dressed as the Green Lantern. Sometimes I wore a big Starfleet skull.
Oh, okay. All right.
Skull.
Yeah. I should have brought it on. But those were the days. I'm getting a little too old for that these days.
When you sell an NFT, do people pay you in Bitcoin or do you take normal
Ethereum.
Money?
Ethereum.
Okay.
Pay me in Ethereum.
So you have lots of that. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
That's right.
You do.
Smart?
I have Ethereum. Yeah. It had a rough week. Ethereum, a little bit of a rough week. What's the? You don't have to divulge all your finances, but you can tell me the most successful NFT that you ever dealt with. You personally.
Great question.
I started selling them at 0.08. My floor is at 0.35 now. So back when Ethereum was cranking, that would have been, $3,000 per
NFT.
Jeez, that's wow.
I'll tell you, not to divulge too much, but I probably made my annual income in 3 months when I got
by dealing with that. And you said here to stay, the NFT market here to stay, 100%. That's the way we're going to be. And you know, the interesting thing about it is that when it comes to both Bitcoin and NFTs, it's just, I think there are people that excel in it that can wrap their heads around it. And then there are people that are going to be left on the side.
Yeah.
That just have trouble. I still have trouble with NFTs. I just still have trouble kind of getting it. I understand the value. Correct me if I'm wrong. The value is predicated completely on what people's perception is. Correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's it's
a good store of value for your ETH or whatever coin you're paying for it in, right?
Right.
So you buy a Senator Greaves piece and go, "Hey, this is a real slice."
That is a plug.
Art.
Oh, you call yourself Senator Greaves. That's fascinating.
That's right.
Any political ambitions whatsoever?
Again, it's to get extra special service when I hop on the airplane. Yeah. Oh, are you really a senator? And of course I say yes.
Okay. And you were once invited to a Super Bowl party by Snoop?
Yeah, we were supposed to go. I was supposed to be a featured artist at Snoop's Super Bowl party this last year.
In the metaverse or
no,
real life?
Physically there.
Oh,
okay. COVID torpedoed that, unfortunately, because I suspect that would have been a life-changing experience. It was going to be Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Dr. Dre, that whole Super Bowl crew.
The entire halftime show was there. Yeah.
Right.
Incredible.
But whole NFT thing has opened up all kinds of connections. Last month, I met the saxophone player for Pink Floyd. He toured with Pink Floyd, Toto, Supertramp.
Cool.
He's big in the space, and we're both working on a project together now.
Love it.
I need to learn more. I need to learn more about it.
I've looked into what would be an NFT for the Michael Mara show at a very high level. I'd love to. We can connect off air, Wes, and
let's hook you up.
Let's compare notes.
Meanwhile, Mike and I are still in line with our coin purse. So
we're writing checks. Mike's writing checks at the supermarket.
Exactly.
Mike's hip. He knows what's up.
I like to gather knowledge. Yeah. Yeah. I feel when we discuss NFTs or even Bitcoin for that matter, I feel like I'm in elementary school math class and I'm just sitting there going, get through this by pretending you know what's going on.
I'm with you.
And that's still where I am. Wes, before we let you go, is there anybody you'd like to say hello to on the big show? Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an old talking head. Two of your talking heads. I've through your show, I've connected with Fox Bonilla.
Oh, Fox is great. Him. Yeah, he's a 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm.
He hooked me up with Dr. Cyan Proctor. I'm having a meeting with her.
Oh, she's next amazing. Month. Yeah.
She's involved in the art space and the NFT space. So, we're going to have a little meet and greet and hopefully we can cook something up.
That's awesome.
And one more thing, if anybody out there works for Super Rare, I'm campaigning hard to get my art on Super Rare. That's the most prestigious platform. So would love.
And if you have anything, your artwork, I'd love to see some of it.
Yeah.
And, we could share it on the website as well. Yeah. If you'd like to do that, we would love to see an example of your stuff. Do you sell your stuff? Do you sell it?
Yeah, that's what he does.
I do.
Yes.
Oh, you mean physical prints? Yeah. I do physical prints as well.
Physical prints.
SenatorGreaves.com. Yep.
Yeah.
But SenatorGreaves.com.
If you buy it, you still own the entire, even if you have the print, you still own the image as an NFT,
no,
right?
No.
No.
No. But if you buy an NFT, I will send you a print.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So I could do them separately.
Okay. Yeah. Two transactions, Mike.
I'll look into that. Wes, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming on the show. And I'm so glad to hear you network with other Talking Heads. Yeah. Some
Good
fascinating
people
that have been on this. And another fascinating. Yeah. And I love that. I just can't stop staring at that Sell the House, Sell the Car, Sell the Kids.
If I had a movie quote, I might not choose that one painted on my wall. That's just me.
Yes. My daughter's fine with it.
Okay, good. All right, we got to take a break. Thank you, Wes. We appreciate it.
Wes.
That's Wes Greaves, our talking head for the week. We will take a short break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Condo Bob.
I consider HBS to be one of the greatest branding jobs I've ever done. He will henceforth be Condo Bob.
Big fella. Went about 6'8", 3.5 bills on him.
To Condo Bob.
He once lifted a yellow
cap. Condo Bob
straight
played
up over his head to save a lady with a baby.
He was originally supposed to play the part of Sam the Butcher on the Brady Bunch.
He taught me how to love a woman and scold a child.
To Condo Bob.
Condo Bob does all of his shopping to the TMOS Shopping Center. One click and he gets what he wants.
While everyone else has to click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, Condo Bob simply orders items through the power of his mind.
Got a condo made of stoner.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Solo Stove. Life's best moments happen around a roaring fire and a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your outdoor moments even more memorable. Instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire because there's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. And guess what? Right now, you can get a great deal on a Solo Stove fire pit. They are brilliantly engineered. They're made with stainless steel, and they are designed to maximize efficiency and minimize smoke. It's easy to light with just a few bits of starter. Your fire is ablazing in minutes, and they're so confident that you'll love it, they offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. We all have them. We all love them. Solo Stove is the best. Right now, you can get a big discount on all fire pits during Solo Stove's summer sale. Use promo code TMOS at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code TMOS. For $10 off on top of their incredible summer sale discounts. And while we were talking to Wes, I was getting blown up by more people offering me some amazing.
No, I sent you a text and to the whole team. If you're into Senator Graves,
all right.
Senator Graves website is senatorgraves.com.
Right. I'm looking right now.
Oh, okay, I got it too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's talented. Wow. Oh my God. Wow. Yeah. What an incredibly
a little
talented
dark
guy
for my
he
taste.
Is.
But you know.
You want something happier, like a clown?
I was like, this is.
You mean a chimpanzee with a gun pointed at somebody's head as the guy is also pointing a gun at somebody? It's fascinating.
I mean, it is.
What about the alien puking flowers? I like that one.
No,
that's pretty.
Don't get me wrong. These are beautiful.
Yeah.
This is like steampunk, Bioshock, like next level.
He has a style,
art.
A definite style.
But scary for me.
It is scary, but it is scary. But
yeah,
let me give him another plug.
Yeah.
SenatorGreaves.com. If you go to I literally cannot take my eyes off these prints.
Our listeners,
incredible detail.
Yeah.
I mean,
Pony
phenomenal.
Pony's also alone the majority of the time in his condo.
See, this is the information. If I had it in front of me, prior to the interview. This is more important than a St. Bernard.
I'm gonna write that.
This is where that would have been. Yeah, if I got the information, it would have been a different.
Let's show his pieces of art on the air. We can do that.
Oh my God! I mean, it is. Well, let me see if I can give you a classic example. When Oscar says it's dark, I'll try to show you one that's very very. Well, here's one that's sold out. If you can see that, we can see it.
Yes.
Okay.
Very clear.
This is one that is.
Yeah.
Sold out right there. Take a look at that. Isn't that interesting? Look at that.
Wait, you know it's amazing. It suggests like a modern take on a science fiction movie poster.
That
the
robot
50s.
Looks
cyberpunk.
Looks
what they call
thirsty.
Yeah, he does. It's
like,
too
please,
dark. Too dark for
please,
Oscar.
Sir, man,
this is another one that sold out, and I can see why. This
little,
one is
a
like
closer,
an old astronaut.
Here we go. Yeah. Also looks thirsty.
Look at the detail. Isn't that weird?
That's amazing.
It's almost photorealistic. I mean.
Yeah.
He's in your house right now, Oscar.
It's like a Mothman prophecy.
He's waiting for you.
Yeah, but it's
cool.
Beautiful.
So thanks to Wes Greaves, yes. And you know, and Disney got him for nothing.
Yes,
that's not fair. But no, we try. It was kind of cagey. They instill fear. That's
I think they do. Yeah,
the mouse. You're zoomed in
and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
All right, going well. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tentatively planning to travel to Taiwan in August. Something that I just don't know. With all the controversy around it, let me go back to my original thing.
I like this.
I liked it.
This reminds me like
you
a
very
TikTok.
Much. Appreciate
it
that.
It was very intense.
Close.
China has repeatedly warned against this trip because they're threatening military action if it goes ahead. Mm-hmm. U.S. officials told the AP that the Department of Defense would protect Pelosi with fighter jets and warships if she visits. Here's the thing, okay? I wish they would get a little bit more clarity on what she truly is hoping to accomplish that would perhaps put us on a course for military conflict with one of the world's great powers in China. The Pentagon is prepared to send fighter jets and warships to protect House Speaker Nancy Pelosi if she visits Taiwan. They reported unnamed U.S. officials saying the Department of Defense had been developing security plans to keep her safe if she goes to Taiwan in August. The officials said the plans likely involve, as we said before, fighter jets and ships, surveillance assets, and on-ground activities. Pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Really, really.
I don't know why this is such a big... I know the geopolitical situation between China, Taiwan, the U.S., and the world, and the ability to... which is secure semiconductor chips or at a very high level because we don't have our we import everything, right? So
we're,
by the time we get online, it's going to be 10 years from now. But I sit here and I'm like, I remember when heads of state and presidents used to swoop into Iraq for Christmas and no one knew anything about it. And then they'd swoop right out and you move on with life.
Exactly.
Now she's mentioning the date that she's going to arrive. It's weird.
Well, she wants someone
the whole thing
meet
is
her
weird.
She wants someone to meet her at the airport. Maybe some flowers might be nice.
But you see what I'm saying, right? Like
I see exactly what you're saying, and it's like, okay, maybe we don't tell people exactly what month you're coming in.
Yeah.
Duh. Who knows? Stay tuned. Tony Dow. There was some big news about... It seems that in America now... And certainly within our listening audience, they're as excited about it as anything else.
Yes.
Pop culture and television, the magic box, people go out of their minds about a celebrity dying.
I don't know enough about Mr. Dow.
This is before your time. Tony was Beaver's older brother in Leave It to Beaver.
Wally.
He played the... yes, Rob. Calm down. He played the big brother Wally on Leave It to Beaver, and he reportedly died Tuesday at 77. I'll read you the Facebook post that we had. Facebook prematurely confirmed. It said, "It is with an extremely heavy heart that we share to you the passing of our beloved Tony this morning. Tony was a beautiful soul," and it goes on and on and on. Well, he has the big casino, and apparently he is in hospice. But he didn't die. He wasn't dead. The post was later deleted because Wally Cleaver is still with us, although no one really knows for how long. This is the type of thing Pony Boy would do if I was dying.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what would happen. I could see it happening.
We'd draft the post and he'd post it.
Oh, where I'd be like, I'd be in some nursing home just going, and Pony was like, he's dead.
Yeah,
he's basically dead. Sorry.
He's basically, is that for Tony Dow or would that be for me?
Yeah, he'd be for you. Like, guys, he's basically
dead. No, he would say.
Oh, see, if you put he's basically dead, that would be being honest.
Yeah.
I'd be okay
they
with
lied.
That.
His wife doesn't know the difference between dead and alive.
Also, this is typical, let's just get this over with. I'm going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody's plans were.
Mrs. Dow?
Somebody, like, they said, just get it over. Tell the world. And, like. He's going to go any time now. And the guy's like,
well, what's
going to
be
on.
Sad, and this is what bothers me about it, it takes the thunder away.
Everybody loves it a takes comeback the, story, though.
It takes the gravitas away from the actual passing itself.
I got three news updates. Like, CNN broke in with an update that Tony Dow has passed. And I love TV as much as the next
Where's
guy.
Where's his brother at through all this? Beaver.
He issued a statement before he was found out to be
alive. That would
be
Jerry Mathers.
Yes. But Mike...
The Beaver.
I got CNN, I got Fox News, and I got one other. And I think, well, People Magazine will have it in 2 weeks. But these things kept popping up that this guy who was a second-tier star on a sitcom that mattered 60 years ago had passed. And then when it turns out it's fake, no one covers it.
The Beaver.
So it's
what'd the Beaver say?
The Beaver said he was like a brother to him. Yeah. And he's a good guy. And
still
a
is, technically.
Soul. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think he
and they're
called?
All gone now. Ward Cleaver is gone.
Oh, he
Father
died a long
June.
Time ago. Yeah.
That was Barbara Billingsley. She's no longer with us. It's a sad
Ken
state,
Osmond. So. We've lost Ken Osmond, Michael.
That's Eddie Haskell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was he related to the real Osmonds?
No, no.
Not that he was fake.
No. He ended up being a cop for some reason.
That's right, in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. I think.
And I think we still have Frank Bank, who played Lumpy.
There, see? See, now you couldn't hate. That's when you had to show off.
Yeah.
That's when you had to show off a little bit.
Well, I was
right.
trying to offer you some good news.
What was Lumpy's name again? Frank Bank?
Yeah, Frank Bank. He played Lumpy Rutherford, Clarence Rutherford. And his father was...
All right, okay, thank you.
All right.
Residents of an Iowa City municipality said maintenance is being performed. For all of our KCJJ listeners out there, listen to this. They're working on your sanitary sewers. And because of that, it's having an unusual side effect, causing your toilets to overflow. We should probably get the captain on if this persists.
Affects him, yeah.
Locals in Johnston said their toilets have been overflowing in recent days as a result of the work being performed on the city's sewers. Now, there's a lot of rural area out there. There really is. But in Iowa City itself, where we have lots of listeners, well, here's a quote from Amy Darling Harding. Isn't that a lovely Iowa name?
Three-name person?
If I didn't have the toilet seat down, it probably would have shot out.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's she told that to the local TV station.
It was that much pressure, and it was a humming noise.
That's horrible, really, for people having sewage shoot out of their toilets.
I know that in my house, when it overflows, the first thing I do is I always check to see if it's not my fault.
Let's
stuffer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Lots of, and a high fiber
when
diet.
Was the last time you guys have been in a porta potty?
Ugh. I hate them so much. But recently, I know recently I was somewhere where there was a porta potty and I had to go. I had to pee.
This morning
so
for me, I had to wash up.
I went to the park with my nephew this past weekend that came into town. During the heat wave, because that's what they want to do.
God,
and so then I saw a porta potty in the distance and I said to my other nephew, can you watch the little nephew and your niece? I have to go number one. He goes, where are you going to go? I said, well, not the bush because it's the middle of the day and I'll get arrested.
Right.
So I'll go into that little green box. And when I tell you 110 degrees and a Porter John which hasn't been changed in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't look. That's the rule for the Porter
Potty.
Well,
I didn't look. It was just more like.
Don't look.
It felt like you were like an ant under a magnifying glass as you're trying to go to the restroom because it was. Yeah. Just
did
like,
they have the one that's got the little urinal on the left side?
No
and
urinal.
Then the hole?
Just a one hitter.
Oh, so you had to pee right into the
just
hole?
Just a one hitter. And
that's when you have to look down at everybody else's
and
stuff.
And you felt like you didn't just feel dirty. You felt like for this type of heat and experience, I couldn't hold my breath the entire time. I should have been taking some sort of ayahuasca.
You need a Silkwood shower after that.
The city, Iowa City, said on its website that residents should keep toilet lids closed.
Good plan.
While not in use.
Noted.
Here's the quote. Have you experienced water splashing out of your toilets recently? Water, sure. The splashing water is caused by the water cleaning system used during sanitary sewer maintenance. That's not just water. The water cleaning system creates increased air pressure within the sewer, causing the water to sputter out of toilets. I hope it's just water. The sewer work is expected to take a few weeks to complete.
Mm. What is a sanitary sewer? Am I missing something?
Well, it's sanitation.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A sewer.
Okay. It's not a clean one then.
I think they just sort of, throw that out there, a sanitary sewer.
Okay.
I don't know. It's Iowa. Drew Brees will not return to NBC this season, and there have been differing reports regarding why his stint with the network was so brief. The former New Orleans Saints star said there's one reason he did not want to call games in 2022. In a wide-ranging interview with Chris Rosvugalu of The Spun. I only include those occasionally.
Yeah.
Brees was asked if he still envisions himself in a broadcasting role. He said, He didn't discount it, something I'll always consider, he said, but that he wanted to spend more time with his family. His quote is, the reason I didn't do it for a year, I didn't do it this year, from a broadcasting perspective, is my family. You have to be gone for the weekends, and that's what I basically did as a player. These are such valuable moments for my kids. I want to be as active and involved in their weekend activities. That doesn't quite mesh right now with the broadcasting career. And there's some guys that are addicted to it.
Yeah.
You know, Troy Aikman, all these guys, Tom Brady, they don't need the money, but they love being into the weekly thing, and that's why they stay in the game from the broadcasting.
There are those that do need the money, though, like Jim Nance.
I think he's fine too.
Really?
Even with the divorce, I think he's okay, Rob.
Half of a lot is still on Pebble Beach.
Absolutely. And now a little something something. A 39-year-old man was arrested on allegations of driving a motorized scooter while drunk and crashing into shelves Sunday at a Walmart in Melbourne, Florida, a town I've been in.
It's close to you, isn't it?
No, it's up the coast near Tampa.
All right.
According to Melbourne police, the man was driving a Walmart scooter and had his open backpack sitting in the scooter basket. Scooter basket. That was my radio name back in the 70s.
Scooter.
Scooter. He had an open bottle of Smirnoff vodka that could be seen by everybody as he's riding into shelves with his scooter.
No.
Police said the man was seen swaying in the scooter and running into shelves, and he nearly struck other customers. Police said the man had glassy eyes and reeked of alcohol. It should be also noted that as far as the scooter was concerned, none of the arresting officers made any attempt to smell the seat.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Jesus, I just always think of that.
I'm no scooter. How'd you like to smell
that? That Smirnoff is useless without lemonade, so I'm told.
Oh, my God. We got to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, everybody. And, man, that Wes Greaves, that is some amazing artwork.
Pittsburgh has a favorite burger, and now the Steel City has a favorite chip. Introducing Amato Chips.
Yes, run by the famous Amato family.
We use only the freshest potatoes, straight from Countersport, Pennsylvania's Potato City.
The best thing to happen to the potato chip since the deep fryer.
It has an unmistakable crunch that keeps you coming back for more. And it's the perfect companion to an Amato burger that you can top with
Pittsburgh sauce. Gross. Charred on the outside, tender on the inside.
And where can you find Jim Chips?
You can find it at Walmart, Target.
Buy a bag or a dozen by clicking the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
If it says the model, you know it's fresh.
Thank you, Jim.
That's right. Mortgage demand has dropped to a 20-year low.
Well, 20% of the mortgage workforce has left the industry.
Mm.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't even know that. What does this mean for you? With buyers back on the sidelines, fearing rising rates and a housing bubble, it's a perfect time to buy a home. So, why not marry the home and date the rate?
Ah!
There you go.
Interesting. Buy that home you've always wanted, and you have two options. One, lock in now to protect against higher rates, or two, lock in now, and if rates go down, you can refinance your mortgage to lower your monthly payments. My friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial, they're always thinking about this stuff. They're the only experts I recommend for all your home mortgage needs. They have everything you need for your home purchase, including a portfolio of real estate agents to guide you in this market. So, why would you call anyone else? For any purchase, any refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial, one of the longest-running advertisers on our show. Call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. Earlier this week, I know that Oscar had some family news that wasn't all that great.
No.
Especially concerning Mama Santana.
Yeah.
This has been the summer of family with you. You've had family come into town.
It's over, Mike. Let me tell you.
Is Luca still sitting in with us? Is he still hanging out
right now
with us?
He's working on an ESPN show. So,
that's exciting for him. When does he end his tenure? Not soon enough.
So,
come on. He's been great.
We've just been commuting from Olney every day because
it's a lovely
that's just
drive.
What you do.
It's nice.
This is what I love today. Today's quote of the day. Somehow my nephew tries. They find ways to insult you without insulting you.
Okay.
Reading lunch, Shannon, Charlie, Bernie, and Luca. And lunch, by the way, for three people, Charlie ate his own thing, is $66. $66. Can you imagine?
I think I called. Did I call you while you were lunching?
Yes.
It sounded like you were
lunching. That's today's gerund, everybody, if you're keeping lunching. Track. You're lunching.
So we're sitting there, and I'm like, okay, one more mouth to feed, fine. And he's like, CNBC, that's what we're watching. There's a Fed hike today, Fed rate. We're 18 minutes till the Fed rate goes. They decide how much it's going to go up. And we're all looking at this, and he goes, Oscar loves CNBC. In the car at CNBC, at the office at CNBC, on his phone at CNBC. And I said,
it's a little diggeroo there.
I said, how do you think you figure out what's going on with the economy, young buck? You don't just sit there and look at, like, half naked girls on TikTok. I know what you're doing. Like, you got to figure out what your life's about, right? Yeah. Yes.
He's giving the old T.O. Oscar a little
In front of my business partner. I'm like, this is not.
That's code for he's so old.
He has been. This is a solid for Mama and Papa that you have been kind of handling him. Yeah. And it's all been out at your mom's house, right?
Yes,
that's where you've been doing this.
So thank you. Thank you for setting that up. My mother, God bless her soul, she's getting older. My brother's birthday was this past weekend. I bought four cards for everybody. One for my mom, one for my sister, one for my sister-in-law, and one for the kids to give to my brother.
That's a dad move.
Yeah,
when you're actually providing the cards.
When I'm the man of the house, I'm the man of the house.
Yeah.
So,
and did they write something nice or just sign
only,
it?
Only two of us got to, because my mom wrote two cards instead of one card. And I said, Mom, it's Leisure World time if you're writing two birthday cards one birthday.
Oh, she filled out two.
Yeah, and Mike, one of them was for herself.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it wasn't
scary.
Her birthday.
And I said, Mom, I'm not kidding. If he reads these messages and they're the same message, we have a problem. Thank God there are two different messages. She just liked the cards. So she's being a little selfish. God bless her.
Okay.
She's coming off the heels.
One of them said, see other card.
It's nice of you to pick up the card. That's a solid.
She's off on the heels of, as you know it, if it's a birthday at the Santanas, it's time for Florida cake from Balducci's.
Right.
My mom orders the cake that she wants, not that anybody else wants, but she gets it. She got it this time.
Kiwi, right? Is it kiwi?
Kiwi for days on top. It's
lousy
just
with
not
fruit.
My
it's,
thing. It's a heavy cake.
It's a horrible thing. A
lot going on.
Yeah.
This time, I'm at work, so I can't go pick up the cake. And I'm with my nephew, so she's not bothering me at work. So she goes and picks up the cake. I get a 911 text message from my brother in Boston saying, Mom needs help. I call my mom because somehow he's like, I think something's wrong. She said, someone robbed me. I said, where are you? She said, Balducci's.
Robbed her?
Yeah, I said, where are you? And I said, Balducci's. Balducci's is in a nice neighborhood, but no one's safe these days, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how did they rob you? She said, I left my purse in the cart to go get the car. And when I came back, my wallet
you
was
missing.
You mean
she to go get the cake?
No, to go get the car, because the cake in the cart. Oh, the cake was in the cart with
her. Where'd
she
leave her purse? I'm sorry, I didn't
she
hear
left
it
her
right.
Her purse in the cart at Balducci's.
Ah, okay.
And all then right. She went to go get the car because the cake was heavy, because all that kiwi really weighs down a cake.
Sure.
So she's in the middle of the store and she leaves the cake and the purse and the in the shopping cart.
Correct.
And just walks out with her all her stuff
with
to
her
get the
car keys to go and get the cars to roll up the car to
closer.
The curb so she can put the cake in, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
old lady move. Old lady without street smarts move. Where she comes back and she doesn't have Not her purse, her wallet. The old lady wallet that we've all seen that looks like a carton of cigarettes.
It's got the snap on it.
It's got everything.
Oh, the two little gold knobs that snap closed. Yeah.
With every, when I tell you people, every single credit card she's ever owned.
Sure.
I'm talking about the Hex one, the Woody's one, the Costco, Sam's Club, everything, because at least the old ladies I know in my life, they want to have it all just in case something breaks out of Costco and they got to get to Costco.
Sure, absolutely.
So this is, there's no hesitation on her part. This was lifted out of her purse. This is not forgotten. This is gone.
Gone girl.
She was targeted. If they take the wallet and not the purse, that's
well, targeted. You're putting a neon sign over it when you just leave the cart with your purse in it.
Really?
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So, really?
And you know, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, and it's not easy for everybody. So You have to be vigilant.
And I mean crime everywhere, yeah. Certainly in every major metropolitan area. It's terrible.
So what ends up happening is, you know, Tio Oscar to the rescue, where now I got to call all these credit cards and I got to call what is roughly no less than 23 different accounts.
God,
that's
how many?
23.
23 credit card companies?
Well, because she has the Macy's card. She's got like the Target card. She's got, when I show you her credit, she's got an 800 plus credit score because God bless, I'm sure we're paying the bills somehow. But
wow.
When I said, Mom, why would you in your life walk around with 23 cards anywhere? Like you don't have, she goes, well, sometimes I go to Macy's and sometimes I go to Lord & Taylor. And I said, Lord & Taylor's been shuttered. I don't have to call them. Sometimes I go, like, she's naming all these places.
That don't exist anymore.
Did you get to the security footage or anything like that?
Yes, there is somebody with a mask on, so you can't even tell who they are, that walks by.
Oh, like a surgical mask.
Yeah, like a surgical mask. Yeah. That walks by, and then you see them eyeball the purse. And then roughly 3 minutes later, I'm sure they're looking at it from another camera.
Right.
But that you see them walk by again and just like with the walk by and pickup was so smooth that I was like, professional.
Yeah.
At least my mom doesn't have Alzheimer's yet.
Or dementia, right? For Yoli. I feel bad for her.
At the root of this is that effing Florida cake. Nobody wants it.
Always and Florida somehow.
Well, no, but that cake is cursed in Oscar's life. Yes. It brings it. You know what it is, Mike? It's a bad luck cake.
Yes. If you have the cart, you can wheel the cake out to the car. You don't need to go get the car.
I think she was wrapped up in the. Look, my mom.
She probably has a method.
My mom is not a calorie counter. How do I put that? I think what happened is that they displayed the cake to her. There was a level of excitement of like, oh my God, I get this cake home, you know? And then the zeal.
That she wanted to keep it in the cool grocery store.
Yes, yes.
And minimize the time in the hot sun.
Wave.
She wanted to go out to her car. Fire up the AC and put the cake on the back seat, and that is why. Did she have any cash? Was there any cash in the wallet?
Yes, like roughly $200, which is
$200 American.
American, not pesos. Thank you.
Okay.
But I guess what was tough is that, you know, I finally had to go back to Balducci's with my mom and go dumpster diving to look for because I guess the cops told her that they usually throw it in the
dumpster.
They just toss the cards.
Yeah.
Because immediately after they were stolen, you saw all these transactions at the Apple Store, Best Buy getting canceled.
They went right away.
The true burn is this. I threw a little Apple AirTag in my mom's purse a long time ago, so I can track her at any moment, right?
Right.
The purse.
Not the wallet.
Oh, God. Oh, God. But most people probably would be in the purse, too, as opposed
right?
to
those. Yeah. Take
well,
a purse?
I mean, with a dude, it would be. But, I mean, isn't this a reason to get that? I have, what's it called, Tile?
To find my wallet if it gets lost.
But, no, the AirTags are, they're not that expensive,
no.
Right?
No.
To put those in there and
bucks.
Do the whole thing.
Yeah. I bought a pack of four. I was like, Mom.
Was she out of her mind upset?
It's always great when she's like, Más arriba, which is basically look higher when you're and she's yelling at me from the car and I'm in the dumpster looking for her wallet.
Right.
Like I'm 44 years old and I'm in a dumpster in back of Balducci's.
You find anything good?
No, it was terrible. I messed up my sneakers.
It's a human hand.
You know what you should do is get your mom. I'm sorry that she went through this and I'm sorry that she lost her wallet. But if she had a trucker's wallet with a chain. Then
attached.
She would still have it.
She would still have it.
Wow.
So note to self, for those of you that are blessed to still have your parents, if you have a mom who's got a nice credit limit and wants for nothing, check her wallet. Check her wallet and make sure that she keeps a lot of that at home unless
she needs
what
it,
she
yeah.
needs. Don't you just walk
Getting
around
in and out of
need,
cars,
just
trouble
what you
happens.
Just what you need, right? Just what you need.
Yeah. Just what you need. And, back in my day, bad situation. Back when my mom was right in that same age range, she ran over herself with a car.
Well, that's right.
Remember that?
Mike?
Yeah. You remember that?
I do.
Rob, did that happen? We're up at the top of our driveway, and she didn't put it in park properly, and then boom, you know, and scraped her forehead. I had to go to the hospital. I ran out. Yeah. And then I saw Mr. McCabe, who's also gone now. They're all gone because I'm going to be gone soon. That's just the way it works. The circle of life, people.
Yeah.
Mr. McCabe, who had the funniest laugh on our street, and my mom's car not only ran over her shoulder, but didn't do any serious damage, thank God, and went over across the street, down into a little ravine. Right near a little brook, and it was right down there. And I remember coming home to visit my mom because she had been in the hospital that weekend.
Right.
Saw Mr. McCabe out on the street. He said, "Hey, Michael," out of South Boston. I said, "Michael, how are you? That's good to see you." It's like, I said, "Hey, Mike, it's terrible. It happened to, you know, that happened to your mom. I mean, that's just horrible. I was coming home the other night, and I saw the car at the bottom of the ditch. I said, Mike's home." I don't know. We got to take a break. Well, please pass along our very best to her.
Yeah.
That's, that is very, very sad. I'm sorry.
It's that you feel violated. Okay. But at least she got her cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two birthday cards.
Cake. Good luck, cake.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's gone. 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 It is a brand new profile picture of Rob Spiewak. Doesn't look anything like you.
A new online conspiracy theory suggests that TMOS regular Rob Spiewak was secretly replaced in March of 2022. He suddenly disappeared from the show, and when he returned, he was replaced by a man whose facial features resembled Spiewak. He was nearly 100 pounds thinner than the original Rob. Audio evidence online shows clear backward masking that is cleverly added to the end of every TMOS bonus show. Just take a listen.
This is Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, there we go. Sorry.
Make up your own mind. Get a bonus show subscription and listen closely for me.
What? Okay, sorry about that.
Sorry, it just goes on and on and on. I didn't know. It was my fault. I probably. Hey, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life is full of twists and turns. We just heard about it.
I mean,
it just stuff happens. It's always important to show up for yourself. BetterHelp Online Therapy will assess your needs and can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. BetterHelp is professional therapy done securely, online, available to people worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and you can send a message to your therapist. You can also schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you don't have to be on camera if you don't want to. Some of the best therapy I've had is not camera. It is not face-to-face. I've had people talk to me on the telephone.
Sure.
So
yeah,
it works. With therapy, it can take a few tries to find the right fit for you. BetterHelp makes it easy and free to change therapists if you need to. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp is a great way to invest in yourself now more than ever. Now more than ever, I do believe in therapy. I truly do, because you can find techniques to deal with stuff and not beat yourself up. Mm-hmm. BetterHelp is always there for you. Best of all, they are accessible when you need them. And this is also for people that maybe have never tried it before and you might want to give it a shot. It's really, really worthwhile. They have a special offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/TMOS. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/TMOS. And now with all the Zoom calls and with the way it works, online therapy is an absolute legitimate way to go. So it's, you know, it's funny. Oscar's telling that story about his mom getting ripped off. And in the middle of that, Oscar, once again, and I changed the settings that you had suggested on my phone the other day. And particularly during the show, I'm getting blown up. 5, 6, 7, 10 times of people saying, "Get your refund, call now, go to this website." It's I don't know what to do. I'm ready to change my phone
number. I bet none of those calls are coming from your bank.
No, I don't think so.
Also, for better or worse, there could be like a geo-targeting ad campaign or SMS campaign coming your way because of where you live.
You think it's maybe because of my propensity for responding like an excited little child when it comes to online marketing to me,
I don't think that's related.
I'm saying the neighborhood or neighborhoods around your neighborhood and the neighborhood you used to live in.
Yeah.
Those zip codes.
Oh, really?
And age. Okay. Like, that's usually
even,
what happens.
You know, even when he lived up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if they're looking down here in Casketville, they're going, hey, a lot of old people that might respond to this.
Yeah.
Let's go get them. Mm-hmm. Cast those lines in the water. I got it today. I have to say this, and we have advertised on the Book of Faces.
Yes.
We've done that for years and years, and it's a very viable way in social media of advertising your business. But I will tell you that their algorithms that they use for targeting individuals like moi, mm-hmm. I just got to give them the thumbs up because I bit again.
Isn't that
amazing?
And I bite
right away. I bite.
I bought this shirt off TikTok.
Internet.
like a child.
Yeah.
I'm on there. I'm like,
I bite. It's as though they are inside of my brain and they know.
I went to a website because someone put out a pack of Elvis cards, playing cards. It's sort of in conjunction with the movie.
Did you see this on Facebook?
No, I knew about it because I get an Elvis, you know, if Elvis farts, I get an email about it. So I go to the website to look at these Elvis cards. I said, this is great. Nothing Facebook related.
If he farts now, dust comes out.
I know. Well, Mike, it's more than dust.
Don't worry. Just go ahead. Just let it lay there. There you go.
So I bought a few decks of the cards because I knew some people who would like them. I wanted one for my Elvis shelf. Not 4 minutes later, Facebook is wall-to-wall playing card advertisements.
Yeah.
That's just a tracker, right?
That's just easy.
Weird, though. The SMS.
It's so fast.
The SMS that you're getting, the text.
Yeah.
That's different. Creepy.
That's especially
you guys?
You're telling that story and I'm watching this happen. I'm freaked out. I really am.
I should probably not say this, but I think I might have said this. So if this is repeating, my apologies.
Okay.
My brother, so we all go out to dinner. My mom gets a message with my niece's name, who's a 13-year-old,
mm-hmm.
that says, hey, thanks for keeping me company during the business dinner. My niece's name, who's 13 years old. And it's a text to my mother. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, how do they know my niece's name? And then the next day I get a text, my sister gets a text with my brother's name saying, hey, can you go pick my car up at the dealership?
Is it coming from his number?
No.
Somehow, like
no.
It's just coming from in the house.
No, it's not. It's coming from unknown numbers.
Okay, but they got the details.
And they got
the
names.
Train. That's weird.
Like, it makes me want to get a jitterbug, and not deal with this.
A burner. You know, just sit there and throw it away after you're done. I feel the same way. This time they get me this morning. Get me this morning. When all the crap's going on this morning regarding the small business loans helping small business. I'm sorry. It just kills me. Helping small business. Thank you.
Hurting.
Anywho, this is the one. Now, this one I'll let you know because I'm going to give you a full review. This is the one they get.
Okay.
Now, I use the big breathing machine when I'm in bed.
Yeah.
It's a CPAP machine.
CPAP machine.
Fat people all over the world know what it is. If you're fat,
it'll change your life.
Yeah.
Your neck does. So they got a thing on there now, and it's snoring related. It's like when you, like, for example, if I'm in a hotel and I forget to bring my machine with me, I'll wake up. I literally wake up with a dry throat because I sleep with my mouth open.
Right.
I have my nose broken and never got it fixed. Mm-hmm. And so I've got an airway blockage. However, I see this thing and I bit. It is an insert that goes in the nose.
I've seen
and it is invisible to the eye, and it apparently is going to open it. And I said, $34, I'm going to take the plunge.
Piece of plastic.
I'm going to let you know. Here's where, at the very end, right, when I'm making the call to get the thing, I see you can go with the 2-pack or the 8-pack or whatever. The fact that there are multiples mean there might be some sort of disposable quality towards it, but I don't know.
That's not the impression I get. I get the impression that's for a fat family.
I think it's for the individual.
This is how they get you.
I swear to you, this is the purchase. I made the purchase without any thoughts of this is going to be successful. If it is, it is pure gravy, and I will knock on your door and say, go get them as an advertiser, although that never works anyway.
Well, that could work.
I will say, I still wait to this day with tears in my. Do you know the advertiser?
Yes,
What's the advertiser? What is it?
It's the potty one that you want. Yeah.
Mike, it's clear. Yeah. It's clear.
I'm nothing if not predictable.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm nothing if not.
No, I
clear
remember
rear.
Talking
Thank
to
you for remembering.
Their marketing director, and they were like,
"They're fools. They're fools.
They are not employing me
to talk about their product."
Well, it was funny because I was like, "Hey, here's the clip." They're like, "That was a really funny clip. That's great." And I'm like, "All right." What's your marketing mix? Like, which is basically asking what they're spending their money on.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, and they like lay it all out. And they're like, I said, so you don't have podcasting. He's like, yeah, you know, we're just like a traditional advertiser, but we'll look into digital. And when we get into podcasting, we'll call you. And so then at this point, like, I'm like, all right, well then what do you think that'll be? Like you ask.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's not hard for us to say, look at all these people on podcasts and look at all these success levels.
It's a fit.
Yes.
That's what's more. Yes. And what they don't understand, and what some major advertisers like Harry's Razors and Sleep Number Beds,
they
realize is the fit. It's all about the fit. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, if this nose thing, if this thing works, I will be.
Does it have a name, the product?
I'm not gonna reveal that until I know what's going on.
That being said, the Clear Ear, like I'm due in September to reach back out. Like it's on my list. So you never know.
I'll tell you the durability story. It's still squirting along, you know.
Yeah,
can I tell you one little detail?
Yes,
I'll give you one little. Here's a little dookie detail about the Clear Ear. All right. Maybe you can share this with them.
The dookie detail.
This is it. So when you flush your toilet, that is usually when you turn on the little dial that sends out the jet of water to the places that that it needs to go to.
Yeah.
And if you wait long enough, and sometimes I will longer with it. If you wait long enough, then the water pressure will change as soon as the flushing mechanism completes.
Because it has to share the water pressure, right?
Yes. And once the tank is filled, you go up exponentially. And when you're really looking for that little extra something something, which I happen to be today, you know, I ate a lot of cherries last night. I will tell you that the extra something something was, thank you. It was, so this nose thing.
Would you be willing to switch brands from Clear Ear to another brand?
I'd be willing to try another brand.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Because I know how brand loyal you are.
But Mike, he's going to call them in September when everything is turning brown.
Well, they
when the leaves.
Oh, the leaves.
That.
That's what I meant. Leaves.
It'll be fantastic. Hey, if this works, because I really, the tedium involved, and they always talk about the uncomfortable. They always market it to the soft, fat.
Well,
it's not comfortable.
You're Mr. Get that surgery.
I've been terrified of it because I think I use my voice not as much as I used to.
It could alter it, yeah.
But
that's
BS. I believe that with all my heart.
No,
that
I'm saying that they're not going to change your voice. Not the surgery on your nose. They have an implant now.
Right.
So if you don't want to use your CPAP machine, they put an implant in.
Oh, you're talking about I thought you were talking about nasal surgery in general.
No, I'm talking about
like getting my nose fixed. I'm not doing that. Have you seen Carrie Spiewak? I don't want to go through that recovery. I don't want to deal with those black eyes.
I was hoping that it would change your voice to off.
It made her sleepy. I heard it made her sleepy.
Yeah, but no more sleepy than she was before. Amazingly.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's a good thing. That's very good. Look, when you've gone through what I've gone through under the knife, you do not want to deal with it ever again.
Yeah.
I'm hoping right now it might be a fantasy, hoping I can ride out the string.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm going to Dr. Mengele physical therapy down here.
Good.
Where they're gonna put some electrodes in my crotch to try to break up the scar tissue in my hip. It's a mean little process, but they're state of the art. We'll see what happens.
He said, you're going to do fine. Go home and eat those cherries.
it happens to be a thing for me.
Yeah.
All right.
Healthy.
And Mrs. O'Mara as well. Probably
fresh
anybody
cherries?
In our listening. Fresh cherries? I think anybody out there would probably know. Fresh cherries can mess with the digestive
100%.
System.
100%. Now, I'm curious. They've been inordinately high this year up here in cost. They've been almost
$10. Yeah, they're filled with CBD.
Do you know
what you
pay price? For them? Yeah.
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact, down here at the Publix, a bag of cherries.
Like a 2-pound bag, probably?
2-pound bag of cherries, $4,572.
See, that's what it is up here, too.
Yeah, it sucks.
It, seems
it really
much,
does.
Yeah, but
it's terrible. I can't stand it. But hang in there, and I'll let you know. I'll let you know if the nose expander works that I paid $43
to
throw shipping in.
What if you expanded your nostrils and a cherry pit falls out?
Then I'd be excited. And we'd have another souvenir. We'll take a break, come back of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, Paisans! The Mike O'Mara Show can be watched on Facebook and YouTube. Listen to on iTunes and Spotify. Now I present to you the show's next conquest, TikTok. Check out video clips of the show with new content every day. Click on at Mike O'Mara Show and follow today. Capiche? Grazie. Now back to our capo, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, thank you so much.
He did?
Yeah. If you see a picture of two women on it, don't click it, he says.
Oh. Is it like porn?
I don't know. I just saw the headline on the TMS fan club. He goes, I got hacked.
He's probably still sitting in his pool. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Does your lawn have weeds?
What's this?
Does your lawn have weeds, bare patches, or pet spots?
Oh!
Sunday can help you solve all these problems and more the easy way.
Yes.
They've got everything, and I mean everything that you need, from fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered right to your door. I used to dread taking the time and effort to fertilize my lawn, but now I look forward to it. Sunday's lawn care products are quick, they are easy, and I don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. Just go to GetSunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan. It's delivered to your door right when you need it. Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family in mind. That's why they use ingredients you can see and feel good about, like seaweed, iron, molasses. Best of all, it really does work. I've used it, and I know. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off full season plans, starting at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. And man, the world is going, your mother gets robbed. You're worried about the text that I'm getting. The text, mm-hmm. Paulie gets hacked. Everything's going on. It's a scary time out there in the world right now. So everybody, just be careful. And now Soundtown, we got it right here.
Is everyone in Soundtown safe?
Very safe. So far.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Soundtown.
A lot of people don't know Soundtown is a gated community.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, they don't want the sound to get out.
Doesn't matter. They can hop over the fence.
No, they can't. They're too fat.
Very good. Rock and roll.
All right. Two musical things that I think you're going to enjoy at the top of the vault, top of the town today. Yes. Top of the town, Mike. This is one guitar. That's the only instrument that you're going to hear in this song, but it's being played by four guys. One guy is doing one part on the guitar. One guy is doing some fingering on the guitar. One guy is playing percussion on the body of the acoustic guitar, and the result is pretty remarkable. Four guys, one guitar.
Billie Jean?
Yep, exactly. Live on stage.
So spot on.
It's isn't it great?
But why are we doing this?
It had something to do. It's a pandemic.
No, it was in a concert hall.
Yeah, but why four people?
Because it's show business.
Okay. It's a trick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's trickery.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would be looking at that and going, fine. I'd like to know, did you see the video of that?
I would have booed these mother effers.
What? You want more instruments?
Yeah. I just don't.
How were they juxtaposed? Were they sitting on each other's laps?
One guy, well, they're all naked, but.
That's what I was thinking.
Now you're selling.
No.
I love it.
They're in fine evening wear. One guy is seated with the guitar.
Like tuxedos?
Yeah, and then there's one guy behind him that's reaching over, and then one guy by the neck, and the guy by the base of the guitar is playing the percussion.
Start it again. Start it from the beginning. I want to hear it again. Okay. Right. Let's listen to the raw cut. The second one you have.
Stop that. This is fascinating because I've always thought that a well-written song can survive different iterations and different formats, different performances. The AC/DC song Thunderstruck is a great song. And there is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And there is.
What did you say? What group?
AC/DC.
Any beer.
And there is a traditional Asian instrument, and I've seen a kid play it in one of the talent shows I hosted, called the Guzheng. G-U-Z-H-E-N-G. Guzheng. Mm-hmm. And this is Thunderstruck, played on a traditional and ancient Asian instrument.
Yes! Mike!
They played two sound sounds that were like exactly the same.
Well, no, this I don't think cool. they're exactly the cool. same.
I don't know.
The guitar this is one person.
Kind of weird. This is cool.
It's a pretty instrument.
It is. It is. It's lovely. All right. So that's the Guzheng, Mike.
That's exciting.
Okay. And here's one for Oscar.
Yes.
That I thought fascinating. When they were shooting the movie Clueless.
Yes.
They didn't rehearse this scene.
Which one?
When she was, they were in class and mm-hmm. they asked Cher a question. She answered it.
This is the scene where the three students play the guitar. But the three students play one guitar.
Oh, you're very funny, no. Mike. But no, it's not that at all.
I'm actually like I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
All right, go ahead. Start again. I'm sorry. I was okay. behaving I badly.
Cher is in the classroom, and when she memorized her lines, Alicia Silverstone did memorize her lines, but she doesn't know how to say the word Haitian.
Yes.
She screwed it up, and the director thought it was so cute.
It was a debate class.
He left.
She also doesn't know how to get her kids vaccinated.
Well, that's fine too. But anyway, this is out. This is the scene. Listen.
Should all oppressed people be allowed refuge in America? Cher?
So, okay, like right now, for example, the Haitians need to come to America. But some people are all, what about the strain on our resources? And in conclusion, may I please remind you that it does not say RSVP on the Statue of Liberty.
And he just
Cher, you argued your way to a better grade.
Yes.
I couldn't have been more proud if they were real grades. Love that movie.
Love it.
It's like a good film. This would be good for your mom, Oscar.
Okay.
A guy in the UK.
A clear rear?
No, no, no. The guy. How dare you?
Hope so.
Yeah.
Yes.
This guy in the UK is always forgetting his wallet when he goes to their equivalent of like Costco.
All right.
So he had his membership in a QR code tattooed to his arm.
I love it.
But will this really work?
The tattooing the club card on Ben's wrist because he's so forgetful, he forgets to take it to a shop with him.
The question is it going to work?
Yes.
Yeah. It actually works.
It worked.
Yeah, it did work. He has it tattooed on his wrist. It's wild.
You're going to, by the way, is it the box store where this was done?
What's
I'm pretty
that?
Sure it was. Guy at a Costco, think it's down here, think it is, because it was on the local news, peeling off the barcodes on one product, put it in on another, you know? Guy wants a super, you know, like, washer-dryer thing, sticks it on from a cheaper vacuum cleaner, and they caught him. They good. Caught him, and he good. Got busted for
we
it.
Used to, so you know, we used to thing. See, I used to call this a Richmond six-pack when I was checking groceries in Richmond. People would take six like Heinekens and put them in a carrier for a Budweiser and we'd scan it.
It's American as apple pie.
I would always catch them.
Yeah.
I would catch them. But there are
getting
people
over
that
on
were,
the map. How would you know? How would you know? How did you catch them?
Because you see,
the beers, the beers don't match, the case.
Mike, you can see the beers inside the cardboard?
Like a six pack. Like a six pack.
Oh, a regular six pack and they do it? Yeah. They must have been really smart.
Well, Mike, they were VCU students.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Okay, I get it. All right.
No flies on me. And let's close with this. In the United Kingdom, they were having a prime minister debate, candidates to be the prime minister. And I love they call them presenters over there.
Okay.
The host is named Kate McCann. And while they were answering the question, the presenter faints, makes a wonderful noise. You don't see it on the video because the camera is not on the presenter. But what's good is they went to a long commercial break and then came back and said, "We have chosen to postpone the event."
Because of her.
Yeah, but listen to this. It's a great sound of a faint, and I believe you'll hear the candidate react.
He's not going to stop there. He's going to challenge the freedom and democracy.
See, that's not funny.
Send that to me, please.
And then, Mike.
Can you play that one more time, please? That's a
He's not
going
to stop there. He's going to challenge the freedom and democracy.
And then she got up and played guitar with three other people.
That's it. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. That's a wonderful episode. Want to thank Wes Graves.
Yes.
Did I mispronounce his name?
Greaves.
By saying it's Greaves.
It is Greaves. Yeah,
it is Greaves. It's SenatorWesGreaves.com. Is that the website?
Precisely.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It's
if
Senator
you want to
Greaves.
See some
SenatorGreaves.com.
SenatorGreaves.com. If you want to see some amazing animation that this guy has,
artwork,
check
yeah.
it out. That is our wonderful talking head today. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment.
I don't have anything better than that guy passing out, that lady passing out, the presenter. I think we got to end with that.
He's not going to stop there. He's going to challenge the freedom and democracy. Come on.